You can look it up yourself. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. What they've done is they've taught you that we can do all kinds of licentious things, but God still forgives us as long as we believe on His Son. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you believe on His Son, you will not do those things. Not because you are able to stop, or not because of righteousness which is in you, but because if you believe on Jesus Christ, His promise to you is that you would go on in faith to add to your faith virtue, to your virtue knowledge, to knowledge patience, to patience godliness. I think I skipped one. Temperance is in there. Knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, love. You would add those things. If we are believing in Christ, there are things that are going to be coming from God to us. That is the faith of Christ. If you just believe a set of facts and then think that that makes you saved, and then you go out and live a licentious type of life. And I mean license. I don't mean necessarily just sex things. God forbid. No, I mean all manner of unrighteousness. And those are listed in many parts of the Bible. He's going to list some here. But he gives some of the most extreme examples. I'm telling you, Christian hypocrisy is unacceptable. God will not approve. That's why there are so many Christian hypocrites that are going to appear before the throne of God saying, "Hey, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not done many works in your name?" They call him Lord. He says, "Why do you?" And he says, "I will say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. Whom he did foreknow, them he also called." Some people think they're being called of God, but really, they've been ordained. Ordained to condemnation. Ordained to destruction, because they receive not the love of the truth. These are ungodly men. They turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness, or licentiousness, whatever. No constraint. Incontinent. Unable to hold. Now, I'm no better than any man. But Christ gives us, by faith, that we might fulfill all righteousness that He has ordained that we should walk in. And this word has a very high standard set. Those who deny it have no part in the kingdom of God. They don't know what they're talking about. They have nothing. They've got something, but I mean nothing in God. There's nothing there. If you deny, you are ordained to condemnation. Unless God has just ordained, like the Apostle Paul, that you would walk in this foolishness. Hey, I used to teach the same things. I look back and I think in my life, oh gosh, what about all those people who, they'll always remember me as the guy who preached that. I can only pray that God would give me some opportunity that they could hear me say otherwise. And maybe He will. God be willing. Verse 5 says, "I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not." And how, like as Jesus said, I mean, I'm sorry, as Paul said, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I think it was verse, or is it chapter 9? I better check really quick. I think it's chapter 9 verses 10 and 11, or chapter 10 verses 11 and 12. I remember it was like 10, 11, 12, or verses 9, 10, and 11. Let's see which one it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. He was talking about the same events in chapter 10 about the wilderness, how Israel was in the wilderness, and what happened. They lusted. What did they lust after? It was food. They were lusting after food. And you know what happened? God sent them food. And while it was in their mouth, He slew the fattest. They were idolaters. You know, they committed fornication and God slew them. And that's what Jude is returning you to. And Paul had said concerning these things, he says, now all these things, in verse 11 of chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians, he says, now all those things happened unto them for ensamples, examples. And they are written for our admonition. That's a warning, a calling attention to. Upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. You think you stand? Then take heed. They sinned in the wilderness. They were overthrown in the wilderness. Well, all I gotta do is believe. Well, they believed in the Passover. They put the blood on their posts, and the death angel passed over them. You believe in the blood of Jesus, don't you? Oh, sure, I believe Jesus died on the cross for me. We are just like the Jews. They came out of Egypt. They put the blood on their posts, but then when they got in the wilderness, they stopped believing. If your faith doesn't go on from the cross, if your faith doesn't go on from faith to virtue, from faith to temperance, to faith to righteousness, from righteousness to righteousness. If your faith doesn't build and grow, if you don't continue with God in faith, you also will be destroyed. This is the faith that James wants you to earnestly contend for. This is what Jude is teaching. I said James, I mean Jude. He says, them that believe not. Well, they believed. They believed. They did. They slew the lamb. They put the blood over their posts. This is the Passover. Jesus is the Passover lamb sacrificed for us. You say you believe Jesus died on the cross for you. You think that's going to save you? It'll save you from the death angel. Yeah, but if you get overthrown in the wilderness, on the way to the promised land, to the kingdom, you're not going to enter in. God was not well pleased with them. As Jude said, they didn't believe. They murmured in the wilderness. Those things happen for examples, Paul said. Well, they're not examples to us. We don't have to do any of that. All we have to do is believe. Yeah, all they had to do is believe too. All they had to do is believe. But some didn't, and they were overthrown. And what I'm telling you, that God has given you the power to live righteously, and you say, I don't. Well, God, it's just like the Israelites in the wilderness. Oh, they believed when it came to the blood of the lamb over their doorpost. I mean, we know they believed because they didn't die when the death angel came out, right? They put the blood over. Their firstborn were spared. They walked through the Red Sea. They were baptized just like you. They were baptized in the sea. They all drank from the spiritual rock, which is Christ. They all got baptized in the Holy Ghost. They all drank from the rock. They had the well of water in them springing up. They ate the manna from heaven. And then they grumbled. Or then they got up and they started to play. Point is, don't think that just because you believed a set of facts